107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's here. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Good morning, Martin.
Brr, I tell you. You know what? We know we're closing in on fall fair, yeah. Back to school, etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a little bit of autumn in the air.
We do. My goodness, there is a little bit of chill in the air, but certainly things are warming up with a number of topics to talk about today, Martin. We're going to talk tariffs right off the top.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a bit of a segue as well, because I believe there is some warming up taking place. I really do. You know, in the latest report out of Washington late last night, I'm a bit of a nighthawk sometimes. I'm watching the news. So some positives going on. As you know, our prime minister has been very busy currently in Europe, spent time in the UK, all around the idea of representing the coalition of the willing. And you know, that message as he visited Ukraine was a message to that population in Ukraine. But we're, I believe, the second largest Ukrainian population in the world. So he's sending a message as well to our Ukrainian Canadians as well. You know, he's been in the news with regards to removing of retaliatory tariffs. And, you know, it's been received positively in Alberta, kind of negative in Manitoba. Our own Premier Ford is kind of neutral on it. But we know that those trade tariffs right now are impacting, if we put tariffs on something, they are impacting our local consumers, people in Stratford, Ontario. And, you know, whether it's peanut butter, OJ, craft beer, ketchup, coffee, those things are all impacted by trade tariffs. And so there's two pieces to this. One, if we reduce those retaliatory trade tariffs, it is good for small businesses, because some of them have been absorbing the costs of that. And so we got a fairly positive response from small business, but also it opens the door for conversation. And as I was just mentioning earlier, there's some good uptake on that. You know, as the ambassador from the United States said, you know, those retaliatory trade tariffs from Canada, you know, need to be lifted for some conversation. So, yep, we are in some conversations. And, you know, with reaching out to factories in town, we're still in a manufacturer. We're still in a pretty good spot. One manufacturer I spoke to day before yesterday, he's seen an uptick in their business. They're importing some steel that they need, certain type of steel, out of Europe instead.
There are good news stories out there.
Yes,
lots
there
of
are.
Good news stories.
And Stratford is in a lot of that. So, you know, Carney's was mandated to diversify our trade partners with non-U.S. allies. And it's one thing to say it. I believe he is doing it. It might not be a positive with all people in that world. But I believe the work by LeBlanc yesterday with Lutnick, his U.S. counterpart, was productive. And I believe there's more coming today. You know, and I shared this earlier. I was in Japan earlier this spring, it seems like years ago. And one of the things they said to me, we're waiting for Canada and to see how Canada stacks up as a mid-power nation in this world. And I do believe there's room for Canada to be a middle power, to push back and pull forward things as needed.
All right. Thanks for that. And we'll segue right into the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. We've had this in the news.
Thank you. Yeah, and well reported on the news. And thank you very much. Monday and Tuesday last week were a bit of a blur. You know, I was out of Ottawa late Tuesday night, back in my office for early Wednesday morning meetings. But lots of positives. We had a chance for councillors and staff to attend workshops, delegations, and listen to speakers. Have a chance as well to connect with individuals that do the same job in their riding. So I was happy to be part of two delegations, one with the Minister of Education, Paul Calandra, who's no stranger to Stratford. Part of his title as Minister of Education is doing work with childcare, and we know the challenge of childcare across the province and in Stratford itself. Some of the data, and sometimes the data is not 100%, because sometimes kids get put on multiple lists, even prior to getting born. So there was advocacy on our part to Minister Calandra to we need more spaces, and we need opportunities, especially for our low-income families to get on the list. And so, you know, we had a great delegation with the minister. The other minister we had a great delegation was the Associate Minister of Finance, and it had to do with the Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund. It's interesting that there are 396 municipalities across Ontario receiving funds up to $900,000 per year. And that's a percent plus impact on your tax levy. And those funds are there to help promote services that ridings do need, whether it's hospitals, etc. And we partnered with seven others, key municipalities of like sizes, just below 35,000 that aren't eligible. We partnered with Orangeville, Frontenac, LaSalle, Moosonee, and Orillia to say to the minister, and you know what, I think the associate minister, it resonated because we are having a follow-up meeting in Queen's Park saying we need some of those dollars in our riding as well. And so for them to change that formula out would certainly benefit us. So, you know, a great meeting with delegation. It's always nice when you can delegate and represent with more than yourself. One last thing, and this is important, you know, homelessness was, I think, the key topic. Absolutely the key topic around what the feds and province are doing with wraparound supportive housing, but also the allocation of funds. We know that the province, you know, we are primarily based on grants and not sustainable or not grant dollars that we know when they're going to flow. And so one of the conversation was that, municipalities need a formula model, a standardized formula model for those funds coming forward. But right now we need to work and collaborate with the government that's in place and to build relationships with them. The last piece I'll mention, I had a great visit with the Associate Minister of Transport Canada, once again about passenger rail.
All right.
And talking about passenger rail.
Let's talk about the Grand Trunk Railway. We have an update, Mark.
Yeah, an update. The Monday night was our second last meeting of this mandated board, and this was mandated through our last council. I think it was one of the last motions passed, hard to believe, almost 3 years ago now, to formulate the ad hoc advisory committee. We have our last meeting coming up on September the 15th. Those meetings are open to public. You know, I'm so pleased with the work, whether it's visionary, the guiding principles, community engagement that the advisory committee did do. Maybe the most important was the recommendation they made to council, and then council did pass the motion to look at housing on the site. And I believe rental housing and employee housing is key, perhaps stacked parking and community shared space with the library and the YMCA as key shareholders. I know the work isn't completely done, but sometimes that window that is set out by council doesn't match the completion of all the work, but certainly the work that has been done will be a huge part of this legacy project. So I guess the key piece that has to still be done here through the advisory committee and somewhat with the working group as well is to revise the last master plan for the Grand Trunk was done in 2018. Lots have transpired. We've gone from, the sole interest being a community hub to now adding in the housing piece. So, council does have a lot of work and a lot of decisions to be made based on the recommendations by that committee. So a huge thank you to them. I did share a letter, but also my personal comments to them at that last meeting or second last meeting.
All right. Thanks for that. And a welcome to the CAO.
Yes. Joan Thompson did retire. We have had an interim CAO for the last 5 months with Adam Betteridge, our director of building and planning. Council did approve the hiring of Andre Morin. He is no stranger to us. He was the director of finance in this town of St. Mary's, also involved with MPACT, but he was also a City of Stratford, a director of corporate services, and at one stage, an interim CAO. Andre and his family live in Stratford. He starts with us on September the 2nd, which is coming up very shortly. So two pieces here. One, a huge welcome to Andre. Welcome back, I guess I could say. And also a huge thank you to Adam Betteridge for his 5 months of work. And he'll continue his role as Director of Building and Planning. So lots of good things moving forward and a lot of good leadership with the men and women in our city.
Okay, we're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin, I think we'll continue with sort of that thoughts of back to school with parks, playground renewals.
Yes, and so proud. I want to say this to start with. The playgrounds are part of our park system, and I'm so proud of our amazing 115 acres of parkland, 60 acres of natural area in Stratford. We take that for granted as we, you know, cruise up and down the Lakeside Drive, or we're out into different parks in our community. And I'm proud of our manager of parks, Quinn Malott, and his team for the amazing work they do to maintain those parks and the playground facilities as well. And, you know, Quinn and his team monitor regularly the upgrading and replacement of playground equipment. And the replacement of equipment, like all city assets, are on a priority list. Sometimes the equipment fails. The asset fails prior to it coming up on replacement on that list. This is the case right now on the Devon Street playground. And that is a beautiful park area. You ever get a chance to go down Devon Street and walk back, that's huge natural area and a playground. So that equipment did fail. And it was deemed unsafe and then removed by the city. The swings still remain in place. But the challenge is, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes the lifespan of that equipment doesn't match where it is in the replacement. And so that equipment isn't set to be replaced until 2027. That doesn't mean council cannot move it forward or you know, cannot shift it. That's not recommended. But to give you some of the work, and these parks are about $120,000 each to replace. Maple Street Park was in 2022. Marsh Pond, which is amazing with the Frisbee Golf, in 2023. 2024 was the Milton Park. Underway right now is the Inverness Park. Willow Street is set for next year, 2026, and then Devon Street. And so we'll see where that goes. We certainly want to provide, you know, opportunities for all of our residents in their neighborhood, but sometimes it, once again, doesn't match the list. And we certainly encourage, you know, families to utilize another park and or come forward and let's talk.
Yeah, a nice spotlight on our parks and playground system. 115 acres.
Yes.
Is that right? That's amazing.
And 60 of natural area. And you know, the beauty. You know, sometimes we take for granted that it's an asset. And it's a natural asset.
Yeah. Okay, we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Something we don't often talk about, defibrillators.
Yeah, you know, artificial external defibrillators, and they're referred to as AED. And I bring this up because it's going to be part of our park system. These are used when somebody's heart has stopped beating. And if there's not an AED present, then CPR is employed to either create a heartbeat and or to maintain blood flow to vital organs like the brain. And I have performed CPR, and I can tell you it's both a physical and an emotional activity to be involved in. You know, I was pleased to be part of the team from Andrew Stoddard's legacy, number 11. Andrew Stoddard died in 2015 at the age of 15 on a soccer pitch. His family and loved ones, people standing by, tried to do CPR. It wasn't successful. To that end, this organization was formed. Almost all the parks that he played on as a boy, they've been received a AED, and I believe this installation on the Tom Patterson Island,
okay,
which is appropriate for activities on the river, for people walking around the river activities. It's going to be installed. That's their 74th installation of this group that support Andrew Stoddart's legacy. And it is the first one in Stratford. Once again, a shout out to Quinn Malott, because we're going to connect it to hydro so it can be year-round, 24/7, out in the open, where if there is a need, then it's going to be there. And they're amazing devices. You'll see them in a lot of schools and other public locations. So it's going to be there. There'll be signage both on the street side, on the Lakeside Drive, and Williams Street Drive or Road, and also on the island. But a huge shout out to Quinn and to the Andrew Stoddart Legacy Group that are providing something that we don't want to use ever, but it's there. It's great insurance.
That's great news, and certainly from a community health and safety point of view, that's terrific. What a great idea there. Okay, Swan's Lookout.
Staying on the river. you know, this follows the media release from the city